You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
And welcome back to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative official podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, here, and we have another segment for you. A great guest to have on our show, Gord Brown, the Conservative Party's whip, the MP for Leeds-Grenville. Gord, welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you.
It's glad to have you on, because we're going to talk a little bit about thalidomide victims. It's incredible that this issue is still rolling around out there after decades and decades. But maybe give the audience a little bit of a background on thalidomide, what occurred many years ago, and why this issue is still an issue.
This was a drug that was given to women for morning sickness sometime in the period between 1959-1961. So there were about 10,000 children born worldwide at the time who were born with deformities. Many of these children did not survive childbirth. Some of them were born with no legs, no arms, and other important organs. Today, there are a number of them that are still survivors. And over the years, there's been a number of compensation packages in Canada. First of all, with the Brian Mulroney government in 1991, and again with the Stephen Harper Conservative government in 2015. And there was a number of people who were not able to meet the criteria. The criteria included providing a prescription that the doctor would have prescribed this drug to the mother, but in addition to that, there was sample drugs given out by doctors. So there's no record of those.
I see.
Many of these doctors now, 55 years later, have passed away. Those records have not been maintained. So the ability for those victims today to actually access those records is just not possible.
So there was an evidentiary threshold to get some of the compensation money from the Government of Canada, but it was very difficult to meet that test for some of the victims who genuinely were victims in this case.
Well, it's clear, and one of my constituents came forward with this to me a year ago or so, and he had been denied. The company that the government, the program that went then Health Minister Ron Ambrose brought forward, a company called Crawford Victim Services, was to carry out the dispensation of this support for these victims. But because some of them were unable to provide that documentation, they were excluded. So we estimate that there's about 25 to 30 or so of these still forgotten survivors of thalidomide. So I've been fighting for these people for about a year now, and I've met regularly with them. I've asked multiple questions in the House of the minister. And back in the fall, we took over the meeting when the minister was there on another topic, brought forward a motion, and basically shamed the Liberal-dominated Health Committee into doing a study. So about a month ago, they did the study. They sought witnesses from the UK, witnesses who were victims.
Because this was a worldwide phenomenon. UK yes. had a number of thalidomide victims as well.
Throughout the Western world. Right. There was about 10,000 babies born deformed in that period of time in the early 60s. So there's still many of these victims still worldwide, but in Canada, most of them have been compensated except for this small group. There's been a number of programs. W5 has done a program. I've asked multiple questions in the House, and then we got to the committee. And the all-party health committee has written a letter to the Minister of Health, encouraging her to loosen up the restrictions and allow these people to at least have an in-person interview. They were not right. given the opportunity to have that. And as well, there's now genetic testing. In the UK, they've used this. The UK model allowed for an in-person interview and to ensure that the people who otherwise would not get compensated get the compensation.
So this is kind of like that. You're just saying, let's use the best practices around the world in this particular case. The UK had an interview. The UK had some genetic testing that was helpful in this regard, and we should just sort of modernize that so that we're not missing anyone.
That's right.
And because we're trying to, the compensation is there for everyone who was affected by this.
There's still money in the fund.
Yeah.
There's people who have lived a complete life of pain, suffering, and discrimination. They've not been able to, in many cases, been able to work or do sports or in terms of employment, they can't carry out a lot of tasks, so they were excluded from a lot of opportunities.
Right.
These people have paid a big price. And they're all getting older, and many of them who are still with us today are suffering from serious health complications, internal organs, as well as the visible physical deformities that they have today. So we're asking the government to do the right thing. Even the Liberal members of the committee supported the letter that went to the minister asking for her to go back, let these victims actually have the in-person interview and do the right thing for these people. I've been fighting for them, and I'm really hoping that the government will do the right thing, but they sure are in no hurry to do it.
I'm speaking with Gord Brown, a member of parliament for Leeds-Grenville, who's been leading the fight on proper compensation for the forgotten victims of thalidomide. Thanks, Gord, for being on the show. So the committee's done its report. The report has been filed with the government. What's the status of things?
Well, the letter was just sent to the minister in the last week or so. And so the minister now, at question period, has indicated that she will go back and look at that. It's time for the government to do the right thing. And if it had not been for some of my colleagues in the Conservative Party bringing this forward, as well as myself and working closely with our vice chair and critic of the Health Committee, both Colin Carey and Len Weber, we would not be where we are today.
Right.
So we've come a long way. The government should do the right thing, and it's an opportunity for them to show the compassion that they say that they have for people who are in need in this country.
Well, this is the thing. The money's there. The program is there. The need is there to be filled here. These forgotten victims, and we're asking for a process by which, in a compassionate way, we can finally end this sad chapter.
I believe that these people are truly victims of thalidomide, and the thing about thalidomide was it improved drug testing. There are many people today who haven't dealt with the impact of bad testing of drugs because of this.
The industry had to learn from this.
The whole drug testing regime worldwide changed after thalidomide. So these are the people that have paid the price. Governments around the world have been compensating them. It's time for the Canadian government to do the right thing. And at a minimum, give these people the in-person interview to show that they are, in fact, victims. They were excluded without even an interview. And,
right.
and the government, at a minimum, owes them that.
And you've been dealing with a particular constituent in your riding, but there are others that you know of or you've heard of,
I'm sure. There's about 25 to 30 people who were actually given denial letters from Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Right, and presumably this is across the country.
Yes, correct, yeah. From one end of the country to the other.
Well, and is there anything that the public can do, Gord, in this case?
I would encourage them to get a hold of the Liberal MPs and tell them they want their health minister to do the right thing. There are a number of Liberal MPs who have become advocates. This is not, in my view, a partisan issue. This is just the right thing to do. They don't seem to want to do the right thing. Let's hope they change their mind.
Well, I think it's really important because this is a case where I think MPs can have an impact. And you have been leading the charge on this, and thank you for that. But you have been able to find allies within the Liberal government and elsewhere, NDP, who also feel very strongly about this.
Yes, and I don't think the minister is too enthused when I get up to ask a question because she often knows it's coming her way.
But I think that it is important to show that we're not trying to make a partisan issue out of this. This is something that we're doing for the victims because we have compassion for the victims.
That's right. And there are a number of conservative members who are standing up for their constituents who are victims as well.
Well, I think that's very important. And when do you hope to have a response?
This has been dragging on now for well over a year. We've been at the committee. We've asked multiple questions in the House. There's been programs on television such as W5 with Kevin Newman who have done programs on this. The minister has promised to get a response to the committee. Let's hope it's a positive one.
Well, I think we can all hope for that. And Gord, thank you for your leadership on this file. I'm sure the victims of thalidomide really appreciate the extra time and effort you've put into this. And I know it's going to make a difference.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on The Blueprint.
Delighted.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.